The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome to the I Can Help Show. We are broadcasting from the Golden Triangle, not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle. Big difference, big difference. And we reach from Long Beach all the way down to TJ. And that would be 96.1 on your FM dial for the North County and 1170 AM reaching all the way down to Tijuana. We are The Answer, San Diego, KCBQ. I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host. And you can find my show on all major podcasts streaming worldwide. You can find me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple, Amazon Music. And you can always search the I Can Help Show on The Answer, San Diego. And this show is about small business entrepreneurs. And as on our first show, we learned what an entrepreneur is. First of all, it's a French word, and it means a risk, basically a risk taker. And the risk is usually financial. And if it isn't financial, well, the risk could be time. But an entrepreneur is basically someone who takes a risk to achieve, to get ahead. Now, I'll have some stories on small business and a few other things that we'll talk about. But mostly I'll interview small business entrepreneurs every week about their business, maybe some troubles they might have had. Certainly want to hear some success stories. I want you everyone to keep listening. And how the business works and every business that they might have had, how it got started. But when businesses get started, they all usually have one thing in common. You need a business plan. And our sponsor today, a gentleman named Lou, he is a true entrepreneur, and he's going to tell us a little bit later on about a business plan. And you may have heard me refer to it several times as like a boat in the ocean without a captain. You may go forward, you may go back, and you may spin around. You just don't know. So anyways, it all starts with a business plan. Now, if you would like to be a sponsor on the Mark the Spark I Can Help Show, it's very reasonable. I'm running a special for the first 6 months of my program, and we're already a month and a half into it. As an episode sponsor, you'll get a 15-minute interview on my show to discuss your business or service. You'll get 2 30-second commercials to air in future episodes, and ownership of the interview to use on your website or media platforms. Or if you'd like to be a season sponsor, which is an 8-week commitment, you'll get your 15-minute interview to discuss your business, 30-second commercial to air in 8 weeks, and then you'll get a live air mention with a sponsor for your sponsorship with a 5-second tag also for 8 weeks. And you'll have ownership of your interview to use on your website and social media. Also, if you would like to be on standby in case I get a last-minute cancellation, you can email me at info@markthespark.org, and you can be on standby, and there'll be no charge for your sponsorship if you want to fill in. This is kind of like at the last minute on call, but if you would like to do this, please feel free to email me at markthespark.org. If anyone is tuning in now, I just want to remind you, you are listening to The Answer San Diego, KCBQ, and this is a show about small business. And usually in the second quarter of my show, I read emails that I get and I try to answer them to the best of my ability, although I am not a teacher. I am just trying to connect you with someone who can help. And I'm going to just briefly go through my last emails because I want to get to our sponsor, Lou. I'd like to give him a little extra time today. So, A, Sweezer won the radio. I also got invited to a barbecue at her house, and I went and I met her husband, Tony. He's quite a guy. He's quiet in the background, and then every now and then he lets in a zinger, and he's so funny. But I had a wonderful time. I did leave saying that's the first barbecue I've ever been to that didn't have a barbecue grill. But I had a wonderful time. The food was absolutely wonderful. Another email was on the bread in the kitchen. I suggested a cottage food license. If you're going to do anything out of your kitchen, you should look into a cottage food license, and not everything qualifies. The other email was an invention, and I suggested a patent search. Do that first, see if it's already been done. And that is in Alexandria, Virginia, to the best of my knowledge. Another email was the size of a business plan, and there is no answer. As I said, you got to make sure you can get the person past the executive summary, or all the other work that you do in the business plan may not have any effect. And then the last one was, where do I start with a business? You get a fictitious business name first, is what I would suggest. And then comes your business license or tax certificate. That's kind of what they call it. Different places, different areas of the country might call it different things. But you'll start with a fictitious business name. Also, I started an angel investor board, which is kind of hard because most angel investors are over 100,000, and I'm looking for under 100,000. And I mentioned, too, that maybe some friends could pool some money together and become an investor. Right now, I have zero investors and zero people requesting, but the board is only in its third week, and this will be a tough one to fill. I would like to mention a company called Accessity out there. It's a free plug for them. They're not a sponsor, although they would be a good one, especially for the seasonal sponsorship, but they do loans $75,000 and under. Also on my show, I would like to keep you updated a little bit on crypto, and I'm just going to touch on Bitcoin price. It's now slowly going up. It's up to $24,000, and it was down, I guess, as low as $18,000 there a while ago. And for a quick little story, moral of the story, I'm not going to spend much time. Last week I did Famous Amos, one of my favorites, but this one is Sherry's Berries. Most people have heard of Sherry's Berries. I believe it started in Los Angeles, and it didn't take her long before the business took off. She went nationwide. And one thing I would like to mention, we're going to talk with Lou on a business plan, is that you need to have an exit strategy in your plan. Doesn't matter. It's got to be in there. Now, when Sherry went nationwide with her chocolate-dipped strawberries, I would guess she did not have an exit plan, although I do not know. But now she's been bought out by 1-800-Flowers, which also is an exit plan to be bought out. And then sometimes you do have to file a chapter of bankruptcy. And I want to remind you that not all bankruptcies are belly up. Some are reorganizing, and there's different chapters. But the moral of the story is, for Sherry's Berries, is you need an exit plan in your business plan. So now I'd like to bring on our sponsor today. His name is Lou Chavez, and he's a true entrepreneur. The day I met him, I was impressed. This gentleman is full of knowledge, and he's a guy who gets out there and hustles. Would you like to say hello to us, Lou?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're in the studio, too. Gives me a little bit of company. And I'd like to see if maybe you'd like to just start in telling us a little bit about yourself, your business, and we'll kind of go from there.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lou Chavez. I'm an associate in the fastest-growing agent-centric residential and commercial real estate brokerage in the country. EXP and EXP Commercial represents real estate clients in the acquisition and disposition of commercial, residential, and investment properties throughout California as well as nationwide. My background and experience in the sales and acquisition of small to mid-sized businesses and cash flow properties represents buyers, sellers, and investors. With an emphasis on exclusive representation and marketing concepts that focus on the creation of competition amongst buyers, I've been very successful in satisfying my clients' needs and goals. I am a seasoned negotiator with vast knowledge and actual experience in the sale and acquisition of cash flow real estate and small to mid-sized business entities. I'm experienced with full-service restaurants, taco shops, dive bars, to live entertainment nightclubs, smog shops, to automotive service centers, retail shops, to wholesale operations, apartment units, to residential care facilities, plumbing businesses, to concrete pouring companies, barbershops, to pet shops, coin-operated laundries, to dry cleaning plants. I am a Main Street business broker. Enough about me. As an entrepreneur or business owner, I know that some days blood, sweat, and tears went into your small business. My question to you is, how will it all come to an end? Before starting a business from scratch or acquiring a turnkey operation, I'm sure that you prepared a business plan, an operations plan, and a marketing plan. However, very few have ever prepared an exit plan. Unfortunately, a high percentage of businesses for sale go unsold. As a result, and quite often, owners of unsold businesses simply just close the doors and walk away. Don't let that happen to you. I can help small business owners to sell for top dollar.
Oh, could I interrupt you there for a second, Lou? Did I hear I can help?
Yes. You sure did hear that. I can help sell for top dollar.
Wow, that's wonderful. Hey, that sounds like it would be a good name for a radio show doing small business. I can help. Hey, what a great idea. Well, anyways, I do want to just kind of say that we are on KCBQ, 1170 AM, 96.1 FM. And we're talking to Lou Chavez, in case you just joined us late, on real estate and business plans. So, anyways, Lou, on that question, you know, what do you mean by the term cash flow real estate? That's an interesting term.
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked. When I talk about cash flow real estate, I'm talking about apartment buildings, multifamily structures, office buildings, retail spaces, industrial warehouses, and or land. Basically, anything that is not residential, I call cash flow. Others may call it commercial real estate. When investing in commercial real estate, all investors have to ask themselves three very important questions. Is it my objective to maximize my return? Is it my objective to live on cash flow from the property? Is it my objective to use some cash flow for other purposes while at the same time maximizing my return?
Wow, those are some very good questions, Lou. We're going to take a quick halftime break. I can get a little drink of some mineral water, and we'll be right back with Lou Chavez and talking about business plans and also business real estate. And he had the interesting term cash flow real estate. Tell us a little bit more about that when we come back for the second half. Again, I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host, and the show is I Can Help, and it's a show about small business entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Hello, welcome back to the I Can Help Show with Mark Spark. And our sponsor today is Lou Chavez, talking to us about a business plan in real estate. And I know the last question I asked Lou was, you know, what do you mean by the term cash flow real estate? And then he had three other questions too, to maximize my return, cash flow from the property, and maybe other purposes. Lou, those were some very good questions. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that, like maybe, you know, to maximize your return on investment?
Certainly, Mark. Every investor or entrepreneur should always ask themselves those three questions. The first question was, what is my objective to maximize my return?
Mm-hmm.
To maximize the return on investment, the investor or the entrepreneur must use maximum leverage wherever possible. It is vitally important to understand what leverage does in the way of increasing return on investment. If an investor has 10% of the total purchase price invested in the property, and the property appreciates 10% in a given year, the 10% appreciation is on the value of the property. Therefore, the investor is earning 100% of his investment. If the investor has 100% of the purchase price invested in the property, then the return is 10% the amount of appreciation.
I see. Mm-hmm. And go on. Don't let me
interrupt you. The less that you can invest into a property or into a business, the more profit you'll be getting out of it. That's why you need a negotiator to get in there and be able to get you in with the minimum down, not the maximum, mm-hmm. because the maximum means that you're going to own the property 100%. Any increase in appreciation, 10%, 3%, whatever increases. But when you invest 10% and the property itself increases 10%, in essence, your appreciation is 100%.
Wow. I never looked at it that way before. That is very good. Very interesting.
The second question that any investor or entrepreneur should be asking themselves, is it my objective to live on the cash flow from the property?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need the income coming in. So it all depends on if you're intending to expand operations or you intend to that being your cash flow, your retirement fund, where you're going to be retiring on it. To maximize the cash flow, the investor will buy an investment property, put as much as they can possibly into it, and then the use of the cash flow or whatever they propose to desire. In this situation, if a building is paid off and the building appreciates 10%, then the return from the appreciation is 10% because the investment is 100% of the property.
Hmm.
What that means is you own the business. You own the property. Whatever you make out of it, that is yours. You're not paying to a bank or an institution or to the former owner of the place part of the profits. All the profit goes to you. So in other words, the cash flow that the business or the investment property makes is all your profit.
I see.
The third question that they should be asking themselves, is it my objective to use some of the cash flow for other purposes while at the same time maximizing my return? Now, this is where a lot of people have to analyze the whole situation. It takes certain equity in the property to generate the needed cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
A formula which I use defines the cash as needed as B and the total cash flow generated from the property as A. The formula will then be A minus B will equal C. C will be the cash flow which equates the amount of equity that at some point in time can be invested in additional property. You want to be using some of the money, the cash flow, for living expenses, but you want some of that money that you're making from the investment to build up so in time you can buy another property or another business.
Very good.
It is a simple process to project the amount of equity required to provide the needed cash flow and at what point the loan-to-value ratio will yield the additional equity that can be leveraged into a new property.
Mm.
Once the investor determines his or her objective, I can discuss with them the possibility of projecting the current investments to determine at what point the investments are ready to be rolled over, re-leveraged. This completed analysis projection will show approximately when this happens. And this is no obligation, of course.
Hmm. Very interesting.
When I do an investment plan for a client, we discuss what the specific investment objectives will be at the time that they are re-leveraging their investment, such as project down payment, cash on cash flow, return on investment expected, location that best suits them, whether it's a city or a state, type of property or business, and any other criteria important to the investor. Whether you need a professional to facilitate a small to mid-sized business transaction or cash flow property investment, contact me. I can help.
Oh, I like that. I can help. First of all, Lou, tell us how can we contact you? Would you?
Best way to contact me would be at my email, which is bizwizlou@gmail.com. That's B-I-Z-W-I-Z-L-O-U @gmail.com.
Very good. Very good. Now, on the business plan, which most people need to get started, remember my story about Sherry's Berry and the exit plan? I don't know if you planned on talking about this a little later or not, but I know I do want to discuss a business plan with you. And as I mentioned before, too, it starts out with a cover and title page, but then there's the executive summary. And I heard your presentation one time, Lou. You gave a very good presentation. And you did mention on the executive summary. And then also what I liked, too, was you really strongly mentioned the exit plan a little bit on that. And could you probably just maybe elaborate a little bit?
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad you brought that up. The summary, executive summary, is the most important aspect of the business plan.
And I agree.
In the executive summary, you're going to set your goals. You're going to state your purpose. You're going to basically state, you're basically outlining your entire company and your entire business plan on there. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there because you never know where you're going. But if you have a goal to achieve, that's where your executive plan is at. If you know how you're going to do it, that's where the executive plan is in. How you're going to do it is part of the operations plan. How you're going to promote it is part of your marketing plan. All those are sub-articles of the executive summary. The executive summary, Mark, when you go into business, you know exactly what you're going to do. If you want to sell or do service, you put X is what I'm going to do. And that's exactly what your executive summary is going to have. Your goals, what you intend to do with that business, how you're going to do it, how you're going to enhance it. But most importantly, you need an exit plan. Too many people forget about the exit plan, and that is very crucial.
I agree. You want to elaborate a little more, too, about an exit plan?
When people call me up and they tell me that they have to sell or they have to close down the doors, if they do it at the last moment, it's actually too late for me to help them.
Yes, I can see it'd be very difficult if it's at the last minute. And you must have ran through a lot of this with the COVID.
Unfortunately, I did. I ran into a lot of people who, at the last moment, they called me up and says, Mr. Chavez, I have to sell. When do you have to sell? Tomorrow. I can't do that. It's better to contact me 6 months to even a year and a half in advance. That way we can do some strategic planning. Who are the best targets that I will be going after to promote the property or to promote the business?
That's called the lowest hanging fruit. You go after the lowest hanging fruit first.
Exactly. And also, some of the best ways to sell, to get out of the business, is to pass it on to your children. But quite often, the children have been in the business for 20 years, 30 years, however long they've lived, and they don't want anything to do with business. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good exit plan. Oh, I'm going to pass it on to my children.
Right. That wouldn't be a good exit plan. I kind of like the idea of getting bought out. If you're going to leave, it'd be nice to get a paycheck for more that you started or put into the business, and I'm sure it's not always that easy.
Getting bought out is an excellent way to do it. However, if you wait until you have to get out of there, they're going to give you low. You're going to get lowballed on the figure. Mm-hmm. If you do it 18 months ahead of a schedule and you suggest that you might be thinking about moving out, then your competitors will definitely think about moving in, and they'll offer you top dollar for the business. But if you wait until the last moment, the last day, you're going to get the low dollar. So yes, getting bought out is an excellent strategy, but the timing is necessary.
Yeah, that's going to be a point where timing is everything. You know, and like for an existing business, lots of times they might ask for the history of the business and things like that. I know, like you're saying, when anyone comes to you last minute to sell, well, it's probably impossible. I was going to say difficult, but let's call it next to impossible, where if they had would come to you early enough, you could put together a plan, an exit plan, which would be so much more desirable. And like you said, you could get top dollar instead of getting lowballed on the business deal.
In preparing for the exit, you should prepare all your financials, because if a buyer comes in and he wants to finance your company, whoever is going to finance it is going to ask for the financials. If your financials are in order, he will get financing to purchase your property. If your financials are not in order, it's very difficult.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Lou, for coming in today and being my sponsor. Is there anything you would like to just recap quickly as we go down the last minute of the show and how we can reach you once again?
Well, unfortunately, a high percentage of businesses for sale go unsold. As a result, and quite often, owners just simply walk away. Don't let that happen to you. I can help small business owners sell for top dollar. I can help.
Wonderful. Well, that's Lou Chavez. And again, yeah, how can we reach you again, Lou, in closing?
BizWizLou, BizWizLou at gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Please reach out to Lou if you want to sell your business or if you're looking to buy a business. And you can always email me at info@markthespark.org. If you have any questions about a business plan, I can always talk to Lou. Or if Lou wants, I can give you his contact and talk to him about a business plan. I'd like to thank you for tuning in this Saturday night. I hope you're having a wonderful evening, had something good to eat, you're relaxing, listening to the AM radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM, but I bet you knew that. We're also 96.1 FM in the North County. And I'm Mark the Spark, and I want to tell you it's my pleasure bringing you this show about small business entrepreneurs. And I hope you tune in next Saturday night where I will have another sponsor talk about their business and maybe the process they went through. So once again, I thank my good buddy Lou Chavez, and you can reach out to him at bizwizlou at gmail, B-I-Z-W-I-Z Lou, L-U-L-O-U at gmail.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lou. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon. And for all my listeners out there, again, thank you for listening to the I Can Help Show with Mark the Spark. And I'll see you next Saturday night with another entrepreneur story. Thank you so much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.